This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
From deep in the heart of Houston, Texas, welcome to Riding with the Window Down, a show about life, a show about fun, a show about good times. And now, here's your host, the Sea Dog, Chris Daly.
Welcome back to Riding with the Window Down. I'm your host, Chris Daly, and I have some very, very cool stuff for you in this show. First off, we have some WWE content. That's right. It's going to be cool, and it's exclusive to right here. And some great music. In fact, speaking of great music, let's get it started right now, because I believe that one of the signs of the apocalypse is when the Dark Diver finally sends in another mashup. That's right, I've been waiting for, just shy of forever to get another mashup in from this dude. Well, make your peace with the God of your choice, because the prophecy has been fulfilled, and we do have another mashup from the Dark Diver.
Why, thank you there, Sea Dog. If I could only get you to stop humping my leg. Anyway, surprise, folks, it's the Dark Diver. I know. It's been a while. It's been almost a year. And the Sea Dog has been marking up my ass for some mashup. Hey, where's my mashup? Come on. You know, anyway, I came up with found a good one, actually. It's from our favorite DJ, Norwegian Recycling. And he comes up with a good one called Mashups in Heaven, and it's a good song, timely for me. I like it a lot. I hope you folks like it. It's got Eric Clapton, Lionel Richie, Bob Dylan, Aphrodite's Child, Blues Traveler, and Friedrich Kempe, German, I don't know. Anyway, I hope you folks like it. This is, again, Norwegian Recycling, Mashups in Heaven. This is the Dark Diver, sitting hot naked here in Las Vegas. Hope you folks like it. Later.
There's an evening haze sailing over town, starlight by the edge of the creek. The buying power of the proletariat's gone down, money's getting shallow and weak. Well, the place I love best is a sweet memory, it's a new path that we trod. They say no wages are reality if we want to compete.
Nice. Oh, and thank you so much for that terrible visual, Manny. The intro, you sitting. Nah, I don't even want to go into it. I can't get it out of my head. Ah. Okay, I had mentioned on the top of the show WWE. That is wrestling. To be specific, World Wrestling Entertainment, World Wrestling Entertainment. They are the biggest promoter, the biggest operation show, whatever you want to call it. They crushed WCW, bought them out. They bought out ECW. They now do Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, and ECW whenever the heck they do ECW. I don't know. Anyway, Blake and I were in Houston working on my house, and we were invited to cover the WWE press conference announcing WrestleMania 25 coming up in Houston.
But today, right now, we want to talk about WrestleMania 25 coming to one of the all-time great wrestling cities in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest superstars in the history of sports entertainment. He's known as HBK.
Once again, WrestleMania returns to the great state of Texas. The solar anniversary of WrestleMania number 25. And of course, in a few moments, these chairs will be filled with WWE superstars, giving you their promises on the upcoming WrestleMania. This much I can assure you. And if it gets crazy up here, if a fight breaks out and fists are flying, all HBK, the hands are going up.
Very serious. I've got to be quiet just for a second. I just need to know one thing. Are you ready? Oh, Houston! I said, are you ready?
How cool is that? Bunches of WWE superstars were there. You heard Shawn Michaels, Triple H. In addition, Batista was there, Rey Mysterio Jr., CM Punk, Edge, and of course some of the gorgeous WWE divas. After the big announcement of what's going on there in Houston, we had a chance to sit down one-on-one and ask some questions. First up, CM Punk. Now, I have never been a big CM Punk fan. I don't get the shtick. I'm just, you know, there's something about him that just doesn't appeal. There's so many other characters out there that are more appealing to me. But I tell you, when you sit down with one of these guys and you get a chance to interview him one-on-one, your attitude changes. So now I'm becoming a CM Punk fan. He has converted me.
All right, CM Punk, obviously the question is, when are you going to turn in the money in the bank, and are you going to do it anytime, like maybe tonight?
I could very well do it now, you know. I could wait until WrestleMania, but to me, that, I don't know. I'll tell you, I'll be completely 100% honest with you. I don't know when I'm going to cash it in, and I think it's more of waiting for the opportunity to show itself. I think it's... you know, it hasn't yet, and you know, anytime a champion's defending the title, I think it's fantastic that he has to not only worry about his opponent, but he's got to worry about me, and he's got to worry about me cashing that thing in, no matter how beat up, no matter how tired, no matter how much blood he's lost, you know. So we'll just got to wait and see.
So now, if the people of Houston get together and buy you a new hat, will you wear it for WrestleMania?
That depends on what kind of hat it is. I mean, come on, man. I get. There's actually a ransom on this hat backstage to kidnap it and wash it and, you know, return it. But this is my hat. This is the Chicago Cubs. This is the underdog team of, you know, the century. And, you know, they're on a roll right now. I certainly ain't washing it now.
Next up, Batista, the Animal. And this guy's amazing. He is like a freak of biological nature. He is huge. You would not believe how huge this guy is in real life. And you're shocked when you sit down with him, shake his hand, and you realize how soft-spoken he is. And, you know, what a gentleman.
Batista, talk about what WrestleMania means to you from a wrestler's perspective.
You know, the question like that is always hard for me because it's just hard to put in words, especially something like WrestleMania. Because I get asked all the time, you know, what makes it so special, what makes it so different? It's something you just can't put your finger on. There's just, I don't know if you've ever been to one or experienced it, just there's an electricity that you can't put your finger on. I get goosebumps thinking about it. And, so I don't know, but it is. It's our biggest show of the year. To compare it to the Super Bowl would be a complete understatement. People travel from all over the world to see WrestleMania. It's just, that's what a lot of things lead up to. Everybody goes, you know, puts in that. We always put in extra effort, but we go beyond that. Right? I think most of it's adrenaline, you know, because we're so amped up about WrestleMania, and everybody just goes all out. It's just a very special thing.
And what do you see coming out of your move to Raw as far as, you know, some different kind of angles, your work, stuff like that?
That's another good question because it's, you know, it's just very, you know, strange times we're living in because I, you know, I'm half conscious now because I got knocked on the head pretty hard last night. I also got drafted to Raw, and now we're talking about WrestleMania, and I got Night of Champions coming up this Sunday, so man, like, it's a little overwhelming. But
go ahead.
I'm just gonna finish that up. So this is, you know, I got my big break on Raw. I'm happy to be going back. I have a lot of new guys to wrestle with, which make it interesting, a little bit strange as far as, you know, scheduling goes, but I'm excited about it. But at the same time, I really felt like SmackDown crew over the last couple of years really kind of just, I mean, we just made something out of that show. You know, I don't think people, you know, if they were still calling us the B show, then they are crazy because I just thought we were by far the A show. You know, and Michael Hayes taking over as head writer.
Anyway, after the press conference, you know, I'm talking to my contact there and he goes, "Hey, guys, you want to go to the show tonight?" And I'm like, "Yeah, why not? We're in town." So we did. Blake and I went, it was like seven rows back. It was crazy, crazy good spot, excellent seats, excellent view, good show. I was a little surprised about some things, the fact that, you know, you have announcers speaking when you watch it on TV, kind of describing the action, giving some of the background story and all that. You don't hear any of that in the arena. You just see them fight, and you don't hear any amplified smacks and stuff like you hear on TV. If if the sound of them smacking each other in the face doesn't reach you, you don't hear it. So it's a little more subdued, at least on the ECW show when they did the, and that was the cool part, they were taping ECW first, then they were taping SmackDown right after that. So later this week, those will be showing, and hopefully, you know, I have it set to TiVo. I'm going to go frame by frame, just like I did in Friday Night Lights when I got to be in that movie. I'm going to go frame by frame and see if I can find myself in there. So, yeah, it's cool. When they did SmackDown later, it was a bunch more vocal. Of course, the wrestlers came out there and did the typical thing where they grab the mic and they talk and they, you know, cut each other down and challenge each other and stuff like that. So that got to be a little more interactive, a little more fun. Overall, though, the show was amazing. Great experience, and you know, you can't beat it for the price. That's because we got in free. Anyway, and I'm sure if you pay your money and go to it, you'll get your money's worth. It's fun stuff. I want to thank my contacts at WWE for getting us the hookup. I want to thank Blake for coming along with me and you know, experiencing WWE in all its glory. And of course, Manny. I've got to thank Manny, the Dark Diver, for tuning in his mashup. I really appreciate it. Hey, if you guys want to comment on the Dark Diver, want to comment on, you know, wrestling, any of that stuff, you can call the voicemail line, 713-568-6361. Let me say it again because some people say they can't understand me. I don't know why. 713-568-6361. Call it. Leave me a message. I'll put it on the show, and, you know, we'll rock and roll. Anyway, thanks again for joining me. Until next time, I'm your host, Chris Daly, reminding you to keep it real.